Chapter 68. Yes, for my nephew, apostrophe said my aunt. And a sweet settee is for sich. Apostrophe apostrophe said Mrs. Krupp. So we went upstairs. They were on the top of the house, a great point with my aunt, being near the fire escape and consisted of a little half-blind entry, where you could see hardly anything, a little stone-blind pantry, where you could see nothing at all, a sitting room, and a bedroom. The furniture was rather faded, but quite good enough for me, and, sure enough, the river was outside the windows. As I was delighted with the place, my aunt and Mrs. Krupp withdrew into the pantry to discuss the terms, while I remained on the sitting room sofa, hardly daring to think it possible that I could be destined to live in such a noble residence. After a single combat of some duration they returned, and I saw, to my joy, both in Mrs. Krupp's countenance and in my aunt's, that the deed was done. Is it the last occupant's furniture? Apostrophe apostrophe inquired my aunt. Yes, it is, ma'am, apostrophe said Mrs. Krupp. What's become of him? Apostrophe apostrophe asked my aunt. Mrs. Krupp was taken with a troublesome cough, in the midst of which she articulated with much difficulty. He was took ill here, ma'am, and ugh, dear me, and he died. Apostrophe, hey. What did he die of? Apostrophe asked my aunt. Well, ma'am, he died of drink, apostrophe said Mrs. Krupp, in confidence. And smoke? Apostrophe, smoke? You don't mean chimneys? Apostrophe said my aunt. No, ma'am, apostrophe returned Mrs. Krupp. Cigars and pipes. Apostrophe, that's not catching, trot, at any rate, apostrophe remarked my aunt, turning to me. No, indeed, apostrophe said one. In short, my aunt, seeing how enraptured I was with the premises, took them for a month, with leave to remain for 12 months, when that time was out. Mrs. Krupp was to find linen, and to cook, every other necessary was already provided, and Mrs. Krupp expressly intimated that she should always yearn towards me as a son. I was to take possession the day after tomorrow, and Mrs. Krupp said, thank heaven she had now found someone she could care for. On our way back, my aunt informed me how she confidently trusted that the life I was now to lead would make me firm and self-reliant, which was all I wanted. She repeated this several times next day, in the intervals of our arranging for the transmission of my clothes and books from Mr. Wickfield's. Relative to which, and to all my late holiday, I wrote a long letter to Agnes, of which my aunt took charge, as she was to leave on the succeeding day. Not to lengthen these particulars, I need only add, that she made a handsome provision for all my possible wants during my month of trial, that Steerforth, to my great disappointment and hers too, did not make his appearance, before she went away. That I saw her safely seated in the Dover coach, exulting in the coming discomfiture of the vagrant donkeys, with Janet at her side, and that when the coach was gone, I turned my face to the Adelphi, pondering on the old days, when I used to roam about its subterranean arches, and on the happy changes which had brought me to the surface. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.